In the UK, particularly in London, there's been a dramatic rise in knife crime. It dominated headlines last year when almost every day someone was stabbed to death on a London street. More than 100 people have been stabbed to death this year. Some blame austerity measures, a platform of the Conservative government over the past 10 years. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley didn't give it too much thought until someone was stabbed right outside her front door.
In London, there's barely a day that goes by that a stabbing death isn't reported. More than 100 people have been stabbed to death this year. 40,000 knife crimes were recorded last year alone. 2018 was London's bloodiest in a decade, with 132 people stabbed to death. I only really started to think about this more deeply when someone was stabbed outside my home in southwest London in broad daylight. Police tape surrounded the area. I approached an officer and asked him if I should be worried. No, he said, the men were known to each other. I took that to mean they were in a gang. Not long after, I was walking past the Houses of Parliament at Westminster when I came across a protest. Families of knife crime victims, clearly still grieving, had gathered to rally against what they say is government inaction. And so I stopped to speak to the organiser, Kaya Osborne.
There are ministers who are sitting back and they're watching everything that's happening. They need to step up now and they need to take control. Changes aren't being made quick enough. Young people are dying at a rapid pace and it's becoming norm now. People are being desensitised to it. It's like you can go on Facebook and see, oh, well, there was another stabbing in my area. Maybe a few months ago, I was like, oh, wow. Now, it's got to the point I'm actually seeing it. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
show me your hands. And what's that symbolising for you?
The government have blood on their hands. If you're going to be doing things like taking away resources for young people, taking police off of the streets, you know the problem you're creating. It's logical. It's logistics. You know how things have gone in the past. You know how to make change. If the government really, really wanted to make change and get rid of all the serious youth violence, one simple thing needs to be done. Increase the sentences for anyone found with a knife. Just found with a knife. Yeah? If you make it 5 years, like anyone found with a gun, I guarantee knife crime, it will plummet. So why don't they do it? Because obviously we know these prisons are still making money from inmates. If they're not getting new inmates, they're not making any more money. So it's actually in their best interest to keep crime flowing, really. But we've had enough. It's on our doorsteps. It's not on their doorsteps. It's our young people dying. It's not these affluent people who have their children in private school and stuff. It's not them. So something has to be done. This is the army.
And you've known people that have died because of knife crime?
If I was to literally go through names of people I know who have been murdered, whether it's knives or guns or any other form of violence, even suicides a few, we'll probably be here for the next 3 minutes. And I'm not exaggerating.
And then I'll join in and give you another list.
Yeah, so there's a hell of a lot. And it continues.
That's activist Kaya Osborne, and he was speaking with our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley.